Hey, this is John Lee Dumas, the founder and host of Entrepreneur on Fire, awarded Best of iTunes, and you are listening to the Austin Real Estate Podcast by the number one agent, Eric Hegwer. Desires and their completion, and prepare to ignite.
Like we've done it. It's been a full week of podcasting for the Austin Real Estate Podcast. I hope you're as excited as I am. It's been a fun week, and I plan on continuing this again next week. I've got another 7 episodes lined up for you. Everyone's going to have a tip and a story and a little bit about Austin. Hi there. My name's Eric Hegwer, and I'm a real estate agent here in Austin, Texas with J.B. Goodwin. Today on the Austin Real Estate Podcast, I got a little bit of a different podcast for you. What I'll be doing is giving you a recorded interview I did with Heidi from the website Free Fun in Austin, freefuninaustin.com. She has a huge Facebook group, a huge Twitter following, a very, very large Instagram following, and her website, if you listen to the interview, we'll tell you all about how she started and what her goals are for the website and how she can help you find fun things to do in Austin that are free. Later this week, I have another interview with Swan Redding, who's another agent in my office, and she specializes in helping investors and leasing, and I'm very much looking forward to that interview. Plus, I'll be continuing every day with other episodes that, of course, have a tip and a story and a little bit about Austin. So, without further ado, here is our interview with Heidi from Free Fun in Austin. I'm excited to be talking with Heidi today, who created and runs freeandfuninaustin.com. Welcome to the Austin Real Estate Podcast.
Well, thank you. There's no and, though.
Free Fun in Austin. There we go.
You have to be able to find it.
It automatically pops up in my URL every time I type it in now, so I don't have to worry about that. But for everybody else, freefuninaustin.com. Can you tell a little bit about yourself to our listeners?
Sure. I had a very interesting life before I had kids. I actually was born in the D.C. area, but we moved to Australia when I was 9.
Oh, wow.
I went to a primary school in Australia, and we traveled a lot because my parents thought this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that we're on the other side of the world. So we saw Australia. We went to New Zealand. So I had an amazing childhood. We moved back, and we moved back to the States, and I went to college in Virginia, but then did an internship in London and a year in France. And then my parents actually moved to England while I was in college. So that was sort of my home base for exploring all of Europe. And then my boyfriend was in Canada. So I moved to Canada because he hadn't finished school yet. And we got married there. And then his job moved us to Austin. So we sort of bounced around a lot.
Can I ask, how long have you been in Austin?
Well, next month will be 14 years. So it's the longest I've lived anywhere in my whole life.
And I've been here about 10 years myself. I came from Northern California, as everybody knows. But we've seen so much change in this city over the last decade and a half. Downtown with the skyscrapers, all the roads, places that used to be out in the boonies are now incorporated into town. It's really grown. And tell me, what is one of your, since you're one of the experts, what's one of your favorite things to do in Austin? Let's approach it two different ways. Let's do it one with kids and one if you have a date night.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Absolutely. Well, with kids, I think because we moved here from Canada and there in the winter it gets minus 40.
Yes.
My favorite is that we can be outside pretty much every day of the whole year. So we do. We go, me and the kids, go all over. And so hikes are my favorite. Just exploring the Barton Creek Greenbelt and Bull Creek and Walnut Creek. You can go to a different area of town pretty much. You'll find someplace nice to hike and some water for the kids to play in.
Excellent. Before I'm going to expand on that, have you ever tried geocaching with your kids? Do you know what that is?
I do know what that is, yeah. And you know what? I'm embarrassed to admit that I have never tried it because that requires a tiny bit of organization. I'm much more of a, everybody in the car, let's go right now, with no plan kind of a person. But yes, it's definitely on my list. I want to try that.
Excellent. No, it's a lot of fun. I just started doing it. My kid, I keep a box of toys in my back because they're not always kid-friendly inside the geocaches. So I just have a little lollipop or a gum, you know, a toy in my pocket. And so when I find it, he gets a toy.
That's awesome.
Anyway, and so for a private date night, if you're in the honeymoon just to go out.
Well, you know, this is not free, so I don't know if it's the best.
That's okay.
We just can't get enough of Alamo Drafthouse. So I would go there every single week if we could get a sitter and just have a night out. That's the best.
It's fantastic. With the tables, you can order adult beverages. That popcorn is amazing, as well as the rest of the meals. And you get a full movie with no cell phone interruptions.
Yeah.
Which is awesome these days. So tell me, how did you get the idea for this website?
Well, I didn't.
Excellent.
It was my brother's idea. And at the time, I had 4 kids. And I was really big into coupon blogs at the time. Just for the fun of it, kind of. Like, go to a store and see how much money you can save on your necessities. My life is that exciting.
We all do it.
He was always amazed at how much I got for free. So he was like, you need to start a blog and tell other people how to do it. And I told him that was ridiculous because I was way too busy with 4 kids and I had, I think at that time, 6 volunteer jobs. I was spread way too thin. And he ignored me and bought the domain name anyways and gave it to me.
Very cool.
You need to do it. So I did it just sort of for fun, thinking that maybe one day when all the kids were in school, I would turn it into something. And right off the bat, so many people that I didn't know were reading it. It was actually really kind of confusing. Like, people would comment. I'd write about, we went to a new playground. And all these people would comment, and I'm like, I don't know you people. Who are you, and why are you reading it? I mean, it was really a little bit much to wrap my head around that right in the beginning.
It's
people were interested in things as basic, I thought, as parks and playgrounds. And just, reading about it before you go. Like, wow, that's cool. I didn't know that was there.
It is. And it's such a value. I hate to say it, but it's a valuable. I'd love to say it. It's a valuable resource. Because if you do need to go to a park, you can type it in and it pops right up. Things from your website and tips to do it and other things that are related to it then. And it just kind of grows and grows and grows. So let's talk about... you were kind of new to this whole thing. What you had seen a lot of websites, apparently. But what have you learned during this process?
Oh, man. Well, I'm 5 years in now. I've learned a lot. The website in the beginning was awful because I didn't know what I was doing, and it was black with white font. So it actually hurt your eyes to look at it. And then I think, the headlines were neon green.
That reverse contrast.
Yeah. So, and of course, I really wasn't a super writer. I mean, I'd go to review something, and I'd write this, one paragraph. So it did take some time to sort of learn how to write long form and learn what people were interested in. Things as basic as, is there a bathroom there? If you're going with kids,
it's important to know that. Yeah. Have you done it? You said you started yourself, and it looks fantastic now. Have you done all that work yourself and learned how to do it? Have you had hired somebody out?
I did hire someone about 1.5 years in. I made enough money from the site.
You're making money with your website. That's a huge thing, first of all.
Well, it took 1.5 years to make enough to hire someone to do the banner, which is the owls at the top, and someone to do just the basic design so it was no longer black and white and neon green. So I spent $150.
Wow.
And that was my investment in the site. So, it made a huge difference. Now you can look at it without your eyes bleeding.
It's a great, great site. Did you ever think it would take off like it has? Like you were saying, you had no anticipation, but I think kind of in the back of your head, you always thought, what if? Or was that never a thought?
Well, no, absolutely. When I first started, there was another site, and it's not, she doesn't do it anymore, but I was so jealous that she had 1,000 Facebook fans. And I thought, if only one day I could have 1,000. I don't think it'll ever happen, but wouldn't that be amazing? So that was like my pie in the sky
dream. And now what are you at? I haven't seen the numbers today. You
almost 90,000.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's amazing.
Well, it's really taken up. It's funny because just 2 years ago it was at 30,000. So it kind of snowballs. Once it gets big, then it just sort of...
There's a tipping point.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've read the book by Malcolm Gladwell, The Tipping Point. He's actually a Canadian. And he wrote about how trends take off. One thing gets caught on by somebody, and they take a pair of hush puppy shoes is one of his examples. Hush puppy shoes being in favor in fashion in the 60s and 70s, and they kind of fell out. But then there was a small group of people in Los Angeles who wore them. And then some people from the movie studio saw them. And then an actor saw one wearing them. And there was this tipping point where it became fashionable again to wear hush puppy type shoes. And I guess that's what happened with you.
So you're saying I'm fashionable.
You are fashionable. Absolutely.
I'm taking away from this story.
But there was a tipping point, and we all strive to get there, and you've hit it, and congratulations.
Well, thank you. I think going on the news, really helped, which I was resistant to do because, you know, I'm...
Yeah. We're all,
I don't think I'm that interesting.
And that's why I do this as a podcast rather than a video, because, yes. So you've seen a lot of things through this website. What are some of the stranger events you've seen here in Austin that
well,
people want
to
publicize?
Well, I hesitate a little to say this because it is a sacred event to some people.
Yes.
But I went to Eeyore's birthday party.
At Peace Park.
I saw some things that I wish I could unsee.
You can't unsee.
They are in my brain forever. Definitely some interesting. I have been told if you go really early, you don't see those kinds of things that I saw. I think perhaps I went too late.
Too late.
Yes.
But
even, you know, it's funny how the weird is celebrated, because I know that the time that I saw the thong cyclist,
yes,
I was so excited. It was like seeing the chupacabra.
It is.
He exists. And I wanted to tell all my friends, and I thought, well, that would sound really weird that I'm so excited that I saw this guy, you know, cycling in a thong. But
he's out there in the summertime in a thong on a big cruiser bicycle. I've seen him twice, once on South Congress and once by Whole Foods at Fifth and Lamar.
I saw him on Guadalupe.
See, yes.
You remember these things.
Oh, absolutely. No, it's very striking.
Now you're a real Austinite.
So that's what it takes to be a real Austinite. If somebody needed to help you out, like what could somebody do to help you in the process? Should they send you events? Should they comment on your website? What kind of things would help you out in growing the site?
Well, absolutely. I mean, just send me events. I love that. My job is so much easier now, because in the beginning I was going out and trying to find everything every week. And now I get, you know, 100 emails a day, which is awesome.
Wow.
Because I send everything. Now I have help.
Yes.
It's not just me anymore. So I send everything on to Emily, who puts it on the calendar. And then I get all of the calendar notifications, and I pick the things that I think are the most interesting to write about, and then take, you know, from the week, the most interesting things.
Curate.
In the top 10 free weekend events.
Yes.
So exactly. It makes my job a lot easier when I have all the content coming to me and I go, wow, that's interesting. I didn't know about that event.
And I have to say, it's been amazing, because in the beginning it was just a website and you had to go to the website. And now that you're such a force on Facebook, they come to me, essentially, in my feed by liking your page. I get notifications of the cool things to do in town.
Facebook, I don't think anybody would still know about me if it weren't for Facebook.
Really?
So I'm
okay.
Very thankful, especially in the early days of when you would like a page, then you would actually see all of that page's content. It's
yes.
Definitely changed.
Yes.
Recently, we have to be a little more creative to get to show up in people's news feeds.
Yes.
But absolutely, that's where most of our traffic comes from.
Excellent. On a little bit different note, what would you recommend if somebody needed to move to Austin to buy a house? What would you suggest they do?
Well, if there's any way for them to spend time here before moving here, I would recommend stalking the neighborhoods.
Yes.
We just moved in the spring, and for about a year before then, I basically just, anytime I was out anyways, I would drive through different neighborhoods and see, you know, where do I want to live? We weren't even actively looking for a house yet, but just see, you know, this neighborhood's parks and what it's close to and is it convenient and which schools are nearby and things like that. Because I had actually, this neighborhood where we live now was sort of my top neighborhood.
Yes.
And so when a house came up, we just jumped on it and it all worked out perfectly. But it was nice to know, I mean, the house that we lived in when we moved from Canada was a bit different of a situation, because we were actually flown in and we had 2 days to find and close on a house.
Corporate relocation.
And we didn't know, we had no idea where we were.
Yeah, it's true.
So it worked out, but it was so much more, we're so happy to be in the neighborhood that we're in now because we handpicked it.
Exactly, and that's one of the best things you can possibly do. I agree 100%. So to wrap up, how can our listeners contact you? How can they learn more? Are you on social media? Tell us.
Oh, am I on social media?
Yes.
I think I started the blog as a way to justify how much time I spend on social media. So freefunandaustin.com is the site, and my email is freenius@gmail.com, like free genius. My brother picked that.
Got
too.
It. Heidi, thank you so much. It's been a true pleasure.
Awesome. Thank you so much.